Sue, are you ready? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business this evening will be the revised agenda as circulated.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the agenda as last revised.
I second that motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion? Rickards?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next. Mr.
Minutes?
There's none on there. Next, we have the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'd also make a motion that we approve those minutes.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Voting sign? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and then the board will direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you are advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted upon publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for result. In addition, you may view all of the proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the hearing.
Thank you, sir. Are there any attorneys here? I guess not. Okay.
No, there is one in the back.
Oh, okay.
How are you, sir?
How are you, sir?
Good.
Do you want to come forward? Yeah, I'm going to take you.
It's fine.
Who's the other
attorney? Attorneys representing cases.
You're representing a case?
I have two cases on, Mr. Chairman. It's the Layton case for a variance.
Okay.
And then the Yost appeal. It's number 2 and number 4.
Okay.
But I'm happy to wait my turn.
No, we're going to go ahead and take the
Is that attorney? Just for the last meeting?
Well, we at the last meeting made a Mr. Everett Moore was here, and the new policy of the Board of Adjustments that we were hearing cases with attorneys first. I think we're going to be working on getting that information beforehand so that the agenda can properly reflect that. I believe there was another attorney involved in this case. Is he present? Do you know?
In the Yost case.
Yost case. Is he present yet?
No. Mr. Mandalas. I don't see him.
It's the appeal of the director's decision. It's case number 928, and he's not here yet. So, Mr. Sharp, shall we just
You just want to proceed on the agenda as
scheduled? In regular fashion until we can get it out, maybe get it.
I think so. I think until we're able to get that word out about the attorneys going first and perhaps finding a way to get that information to Susan and they'll.
So she can get it out.
Then. I didn't know your new rule. I'm glad I just.
That's okay. Sorry. Okay. We want to thank you, sir. All right. We'll just proceed then with the regular agenda for this evening. Then. Thank you. Okay. We'll have first case then, please.
This case number 2009-25, Lullaby House, Inc., north of Route 9, Savannah Road, southeast corner of North Village Main Boulevard and East Edgemore Street, being within Village of Five Points, a special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Okay. Now, Mr. Sharp, would you, again, something that before we hear testimony, I think the council has something he would like to offer
yes,
to the board.
Just to make it clear, Mr. Chairman, I thought I'd bring the board to this to your attention. My girlfriend lives in the apartment above it. While I don't, she has no ownership interest, nor do I. It is someplace that I'm familiar with. I don't believe that it would create any conflict of interest for me in answering any of your questions or participating in this hearing. But if the board is uncomfortable with having me answer questions on that, I would suggest that any of those questions be directed to Vince Robertson, Assistant County Attorney, and a decision be deferred until he has the time to review those. But certainly I'll leave that in the board's discretion as to whether or not they'd like to have me involved in that.
I think I have one more question for you, Mr. Sharp. Is this a new girlfriend or an old girlfriend? That would be my decision.
I don't know if you ever want to call a girlfriend an old girlfriend.
Well, maybe. Mr. Eggerton, how do you you have any problem with that?
I don't have a problem.
Mr. Workman?
No problem.
Mr. Hudson?
No problem.
Mr. Mills?
I don't see any problem, being we typically just ask for legal advice.
And I have no problem either, so you may sit there then.
Regarding the ordinance anyway.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. Now you need to come up here and be sworn in, please.
If I can have each of you say your name and address so that Ms. Norwood can...
Joseph Gebbia, 19870 Church Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Pamela Weddle, W-E-D-D-L-E, same address.
Sherry Gebbia, same address.
Would you all to raise your right hand? Do you swear to tell that all the testimony you give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I forgot. Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request, please?
Yes, we are requesting a special use for a daycare in the Village of Five Points for the Lullaby House.
In which you're already there now?
No, we are not currently there.
Oh, okay.
We're at Savannah Road, 421 Savannah Road in Lewis.
Okay, and how many children are you looking to, what size of a daycare are you looking to have, ma'am?
We're going to go for 60 children.
Okay. For 60 children?
Yes. Okay. And we're doing ages birth to five, so we won't have the older children.
Okay. And your hours?
Be 6 to 6.
How's that?
A.M. to P.M., 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Is that Monday through Friday?
Or Monday to Friday only.
6 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Have you gotten your state approval?
Yes, we have our... We have to get this approval first before we can get our state approval.
Okay. So, in other words, you have to get this before.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is our first stepping stone.
I notice you have 4,500 square feet. Okay.
Yes.
You need a parking space for per thousand. That would be four. Do you have four parking spaces for your?
Yes.
Available.
We
for,
have.
For
yes, there are plenty parking. Of parking
ample
spaces.
Parking.
And then one for each employee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all have one car.
So, how many places do you have then?
There's plenty of parking behind in the back of the building. There's numerous parking spaces.
So you can meet all that, Stan.
All right, ma'am.
Is the building fixed up for daycare? Or are you, is that in process?
No, we're going to do that. We're doing, well, the builder, right, and we're doing the builder build out.
Are you going to have outside facilities for them too?
Can we give you these papers?
Yeah. It has our floor plans in it.
There's going to be an outside fenced-in area, the same as the Green Turtle has, the same as some of the other spaces that are already rented there. It's not going to be a playground. It's just a fenced-in area.
So you're building it? Building.
So we can go outside and get some fresh air. Correct.
Great. Okay.
The second page of what you're getting has our plans of what the interior of the building will look like.
So are you near the Green Turtle?
It's right behind,
right behind
the
Green Turtle.
Right behind it.
Yes.
So you're going to be building a 4,500 square foot building?
Yes.
Okay, for just 60 children. Yeah, you've got activity behavior. Okay. 4,500 square foot. Okay.
The second part of the packet is the amended leases from the current vendors in the area, mm-hmm, stating that they are aware that we're moving in and that they agree that it's okay per their lease. And the second part is letters from our current parents, mm-hmm, giving their blessing that we expand and move.
Something that's really, it's something that we need, that's for sure, more of this day.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions?
Not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I do.
Okay.
There's one thing that you folks need to do for us this evening in order for us to grant a special use exception, and that's to convince us that the use will not substantially affect, adversely, the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Because we are... Well, currently, right now, where we are, we're directly across the street from the hospital. We're right in the center of a residential area. We're actually in a historic house. Mm-hmm. No one in our community, we've been there almost 3 years now, no one in our community has opposed us being there. No one's filed a complaint against us, a noise complaint, any type of complaint. We are a very small center. We're very home-like. Mm-hmm. And we have a preschool program. Our children are extremely intelligent. We are not a typical large daycare that you see. We aren't some of the larger chains. We have a very different approach to teaching our children and our babies. And so they aren't the wild hooligans that are going to be running around causing a muck. Like I said, no one in our area has had anything but pleasant things to say about our children, our babies, in our center now.
And how long have you been in operation?
20 years.
20 years.
That's
pretty good.
3 years in Lewis.
Okay.
But we hope to be another 20 years in Lewis.
Our building is just too small.
It's too small, and the need is too great to only limit us to the space we have available in our current building. We have to expand to accommodate our families who are having more children, and to accommodate other families that insist they have to come to us.
And so how does the new property that you're applying for, how does that similar to your existing? Or is it the existing? It's not where you're located now.
No, it is not where we are located now, but I don't see any reason. Where we are now is a residential. We're right in the center of a residential area. As I stated, there's a house right next to us, close enough we could wash their windows. And we haven't had any problems whatsoever. And I don't, we're moving to a similar situation where it's a community area where we'll be able to take the children on walks and care for and educate them in our space.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, very well.
Man, how many employees will you have?
Right, we're going to start out with 6 employees.
6.
So it'll be our current 4 employees that work now, the 3 of us, plus we have 1 more, and we'll be getting 2 more teachers.
Okay. Thank you.
How many did you say you had before?
Right now we have 18.
18.
But we take usually 12 a day.
12 a day.
Is right now is our...
What, a bit of increase due to the economical problems?
Right.
A lot of people are going back to work.
We have a lot of families that require two parents to work outside the home. And mothers are going back to work a lot sooner than they did.
Let me see.
Something that we need. Okay. Hearing no other questions then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, you keep your hands up, please. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. We have 19 here that is in favor. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I meant to tell you, we do have a letter in support of from the Property Owners Association.
Okay.
I have supplied a copy.
All right, and we have an opposition too.
And we did receive a letter in opposition.
Okay. And they're not here. Okay, Chair, hearing no other opposition, I will entertain a motion on case number 10,925.
Well, Mr. Chairman, just for the record, the letter of opposition suggests that it would cause more harm than good to the values of the house. But we haven't heard any other testimony to...
And it also, oh yeah, okay, while you're on that then too, Mr. Mills also says there's too much noise around our neighbors, but you got the green turtle there is going to be there. I mean, what kind of noise would you get from that? I mean, you know, no disrespect to them, by all means, if anybody's here, but... What kind of noise can you get from that? Parking?
Well, if they're watching a Ravens game, probably not much.
Well, yeah, watching a Ravens game, might have been messing noise. Yeah, I don't see. And I'm hearing no one's here to raise that, but I did notice that also. I'm reading it right quick. I don't see how that's going to be one. So, again, Chairman will then entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'm convinced through the testimony that we've heard that the request will not substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And that there are certain hours of business and so forth that they've explained to us that they'll be operating. So I would make a motion to approve case number 10,925 with those stipulations.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I second that, Mr. Chairman. And also I was going to say that you're getting a license and you've also had the approval of the... owners there?
And the owner, yes.
Okay. And we've had a fire marshal approval.
So I'll approve that on Mr. Mills' recommendation also.
Okay, then I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 9,025. So then, all those in favor? Mr. Workman?
I agree for the same reason that were stated.
Okay. And Mr. Hutton?
I'm in favor for the reasons stated.
And I also are in favor of two because they do not feel it would have a substantial adverse effect on the neighborhood based on that opposition. Then Mr. Mills.
For the reasons in the motion.
And Mr. Rickards.
For the reasons in the motion. Also.
Okay, by a majority vote of 5-0, case number 10,925 is approved. And good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.